Prologue, Ocean City, New Jersey. Helen raised her sunglasses, ran a hand along a slender arm as she scanned the beach. No sign of her girls anywhere, skittish things that they were, which concerned her not in the least. Even Bob, pathetic, whining little man, had slunk off toward the ice cream stand in some face-saving move, dragging Will out of range of her disgust. Such a disappointment in a husband, she thought, adjusting the strap of her new polka-dot two-piece. There was simply no challenge to him at all anymore. Still, he'd be gone soon. She'd no use for men once they were broken. Then the children would be hers alone. All that innocence, born of her body for her own use. Nature's perfection. It was Margil who offered the most potential, of course. The only one of her three to sense the true nature of things. There was danger here, too, the excitement of it almost unbearable at times. Hacking the girl's hair off like that had been a brilliant stroke. It was important to find things that suited each of the children's personalities, and this had shaken the girl, dampened her spirit. Exquisitely gratifying, though she might have offered a bit more resistance. Instead, she turned inward, a disturbing trend of late and one that would need correcting. Distracted by the sudden commotion, the pointing, the shouting, Helen shaded her eyes with a manicured hand, turned her gaze to the water where a child lying prone bobbed some 50 feet from shore. Now here was something. Margil's red suit, the suggestion of that ridiculous hair as she did the dead man's float, the position their father had taught them to signal trouble, save energy. Turning her head toward the beach every few seconds as she waited for rescue, secure in the knowledge it would come. Helen slid the glasses back on and lay back, delighted by the development. How long, she wondered, before Margil realized her mother had seen her and simply chosen not to come.